Hey everybody, Erin Albert, day 5 of the 31 Phenomenal Days. Who are we going to feature today? Well, actually, I've been a little heavy on the academia, and I apologize, but I think academic pharmacists really have an awesome responsibility in trying to bring along the next generation of a profession. So let's leave academia behind today. Our guest today actually is not in academia. And when I say guest, by the way, I mean honoree. I'm used to having this, you know, pre-talk with y'all and then actually going into an interview. And I wish that I had had the time, tenacity, fortitude to bring and interview all 31 of these pharmacists. But it's really our busy time at the day job right now at Apex Benefits. Fourth quarter for healthcare benefits professionals is just insanity. But I still wanted to honor our profession during the month of October. So forgive me if I can't get interviews on all of these amazing pharmacists, but I'm hoping that I'm just giving you 31 different individuals by which you can go be inspired about pharmacy practice. That's my goal with this series. So maybe down the road I can get them all on the podcast as well someday. But for now, I just wanted to plant the seeds with you all and share your picks for top shelf pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, as well as some of my own. Today's honoree, not guest, he actually has never been on the podcast before here at the Edutainer, but we have had him when I was in a former life speak at a continuing education conference that I was involved in. His name is Alex Adams, and if you've never heard of Alex, he's got a really interesting career background. As I mentioned, we're leaving behind academia today. Right now, he serves as his official title is Budget and Regulatory Chief for Governor Brad Little in Idaho. And what's really interesting is his current position is kind of around finance, but previously, his previous most recent role was Executive Director of the Idaho State Board of Pharmacy. And he served there for just over 3 years. And in January of 2019, joined Governor Brad Little's group in finance. So he's in charge of like the budgets for the state of Idaho. And as a pharmacist, you're thinking, wow, that's pretty awesome and a really awesome responsibility, right? And I think that's really cool too, because we need to have, I think, and this is in particular with my own day job right now, we need to have more professionals who understand healthcare in finance as well, because pretty much $1 for every $5 spent in the US is on healthcare right now. 20% of our GDP is around healthcare. That's trillions of dollars that make up our GDP, and 1/5 of it is focused on healthcare. That is an awesome, awesome industry in terms of financial prowess and power. And let's be honest, healthcare in this country is super expensive. So Alex has got a really interesting past. If you haven't read his bio, you should definitely check out the show notes today. I'll try to get as much information into the show notes for you as possible. He also served at National Association of Chain Drug Stores prior to moving to Idaho. So he was involved in pharmacy programming there at NACDS. So there you go. Today's honoree, Alex Adams, Budget and Regulatory Chief for Governor Brad Little. Again, my theme here is showing you what's possible in pharmacy practice, then you go out and make it happen in the way that's meaningful for you. If I do that with one pharmacist listening to even one episode on this 31 days honoring American pharmacists, I've done my job. I can check the box. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow with another Farm Shiro Hero. We just don't know who it's going to be yet, so you got to come back and listen. Take care.